it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks once again for your company. Today we go back to audio description on Australian television, and I can promise you that this is not the last time we'll hear about this. We speak with Stephen Carey from Big Access Media. You'll remember a few weeks ago we did a demonstration of the audio description app on New Horizons. Big Access Media is the company that provides that audio description and has been working with members of the blind and vision impaired community over the last year or two. I thought it was worth speaking to Stephen to find out how their company works and how their system operates and what's in it for the future. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Big Access Media, that's a great name for an obviously great company. Where did it all start?
We had our first experience with audio description back in 2003. I was doing some work for the Starlight Foundation on a youth board, and we were approached by a man who purchased two tables at one of our fundraising dinners, and he wanted the event to be audio described. It was, and it was a wonderful success, and we got to meet some of the people that attended that night. And my business partner and I, after talking to some of the families, realised that there was this huge gap with audio description in this country, and that was back in 2003. Not a great deal has improved, as you would know. And so we started actually audio describing from DVDs back in those days, and we were doing our descriptions into a dictaphone, and there was no thought of any business or anything like that. It was just something that we were doing for families that had kids that were blind or vision impaired. And we did that for a fair amount of time, and I said to Derek, look, we need to try and do this properly one day. And so we went off and did other things professionally, and fast forward to 2015, and I said to Derek, the technology's caught up, you know, we can do this now. So we both left what we were doing and pulled our resources and started building. And at the end of 2016, which was October, we started an open trial for kids programs. The idea of the trial was to have 100 kids shows in 100 days, which was from October till the end of the Christmas school holidays. But the response was fantastic, and so it's just gone on. It's going to go on infinitely now. So it's sort of gone on for 12 months, and we've offered over 2,000 shows in that time. So, but now we know the time is right for us to expand into content for all ages and make it the service that we've always wanted it to be.
A few weeks ago, we demonstrated the library portion of the Big Access Media audio description app, but there's another portion to it which we weren't able to demonstrate at that time, and that is the ability to sync with the television. How does that work?
So when we initially built it, we had two major goals in mind. The first was to build a substantial library of audio described content that was current or back catalogues, because there was this extraordinary circumstance in this country where there's tens of thousands of hours of audio described content that's being created around the globe, but nowhere for it to sit in Australia and be accessed. So that was our first goal, was to build a platform. And I know that you had a little bit of issue with the library, and we've definitely fixing that in our first update, because we only thought we were only ever going to have 100 shows before the next update, but now it's been nearly 2,000 shows. So it's going to be a beautiful search sort of engine that'll be show by show. So, and we'll get some great feedback on that. But the second thing was, as you say, we wanted to sync to live TV because it was important for us to take care of the social inclusion element. So what that would mean is that if you're watching TV with a group of family and friends, you could receive the audio description personally, and then the show would just keep going normally on the TV, and then you'd have the option to be able to get the audio description, because some people found it intrusive, which is the wrong word, but we just wanted to aid that entertainment value for everybody. So, we made it sync to live TV. All you do is press one button, and it'll listen to the soundtrack of the show. It then finds the audio description file in our database, and it links the two files. So you actually get the audio track of the show and the audio description fed to you through a secondary device, so through an iPhone or an iPad or something like that. We then realized that there is a group of people who struggle connecting with that type of technology, so we then created our landline option, which I'll talk to you a little bit more about in a minute.
So you don't have to tell the device that you're using what the show is that you're watching, as I understand it.
No, that's right. So the process is that we have a TV guide that's on our website or through the app, and it will tell you the shows that we have audio described. And then that's right. So when the show begins, you just press the button and it will sync in with it. So we want to get to the point where there's so much content that you could walk in halfway through a show if you wanted to and sync with the TV, and you would just find out whether it was audio described or not. And if it was, it would just feed you the audio description immediately.
This is an amazing technology. It's not the first time that this sort of technology has been used. There was an application available in the US some time ago for movies and movie theatres. And in fact, I had some discussion on New Horizons a couple of months ago about the movie reading app, which does much the same thing, although at the moment, as I understand it, there's only two movies. Have you had any input into that or any discussion with those people?
Well, we certainly looked into them when we were building initially. Ours was sort of geared towards television shows on TV, of course, because that area really hadn't been examined. Pixar did a great app for their movies and that sort of thing, but we're now very interested in sort of expanding this out to cinemas potentially, so that there's more service for people that are vision impaired when they go into cinemas. But up to this stage, we have certainly specialised just on television.
And I think it's a really exciting thing, because I'm sure that most of us have been to cinemas and things like that and found that the audio description hardware doesn't work, or, oh no, sorry, we're in the wrong cinema, we can't play the audio description track today. So I think that's a really important thing. But let's talk about the landline option. I'm quite keen to hear more about that, because as you pointed out, a lot of people who are blind or vision impaired and require audio description on television don't have access to smartphone devices. How does that work?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So we just, in the open trial, we just happened to have two children who didn't have access to a secondary device, and it was only because after school they had two babysitters who didn't have a secondary device. So their parents contacted us, and what we decided was the best way to get the audio description to them was through their home phone. So what happened was, 2 minutes before their show started, their phone would ring, and they'd pick up the phone, and it would be us, and the audio description would start at the same time that the show started. Why that became important was because we are part of the government working group that's looking into audio description, and we noticed immediately that the members of some of the key groups were talking about some of their members that don't, as you say, aren't connected to this type of technology. And we immediately knew that the landline solution would be a really positive option for that group of people. And so we've developed it more. It's with Telstra technicians. They're helping us with it. And there was an audio example which we sent to BCA, which a lot of people have heard. The feedback's been really, really great. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic service. All the content will be the same, so it's not a streamlined service at all. You'll be able to access all the content that's on the app, and you can get the same audio description at any time when it's on.
What an absolutely remarkable thing that is, because most people do have access to a telephone in some way, especially people in nursing homes, for example, who might have a phone by their bedside or something like that. Even if they can't make outgoing calls, they can take advantage of this service.
That's exactly right. And we're dealing with some of the bigger tech companies to really solidify options for, you know, people in aged care facilities is another one where we'll be able to get our audio description to them through the landline, and there'll be other ways as well, which we're hoping to bring to market early next year.
I'm keen to get some idea too about the audio describers that actually do the shows. I've done some audio descriptions for videos in the past, and I know how time consuming and painstaking one has to be. How do you manage to get the amount of content that you do?
It's a great question. Yes, audio, I think, you know, audio description gets compared a lot to closed captions, and a lot of people don't understand that the process that really goes into audio description is quite extraordinary. It's been described by some great friends of ours who also do audio description for other companies that it's an art form. You know, you actually have to write a script that sits in between the real script. You know, it's a script of what's going on between dialogue, and then that gets edited, it gets voiced, there's another edit, and then it gets put into the system. We have streamlined that process over the last 12 months, so it's gone from a very lengthy process to now we feel like we're getting somewhere really efficient with it. And in terms of training, that was another big hole in audio description in this country. It was very, very tough to get any type of training. So we have just taken upon ourselves to put together a training program, and we train our own audio describers. We're up to 9 now, and early next year we'll hopefully have about 14 or 15 describers to take on the content that we're going to put out into market. So, but it is a process, but it is an enjoyable process. You know, it's quite easy to get. There's a specific type of person that loves working with scripts, and they love voicing things, and they love dealing with television. And once you get that person, it's quite an enjoyable job, I would think.
So it's actually quite possible, I suppose, for somebody who's never seen the program that they're audio describing to do a perfectly good job at audio describing it simply by virtue of reading the script.
Well, the script can be very beneficial. So the real script, you know, if you got that from the production house, that's very beneficial, because then you know what's coming up and what you need to describe. But watching the show is important for a describer. But one of our goals as describers is that audio description, by its very nature, is a standalone audio version of a production.
Mm.
So absolutely, if you listen to our audio description, you should get the full experience with having never seen the production.
Mm.
In the next update, there's going to be, we hope, full voice activation. So there'll be no need to press any buttons. Well, you'd be able to say, you'd be able to bring up a show, you'll be able to sync with the TV, so that the problem that you had with the library on one of your other shows, yeah, you'd just be able to search with your voice if you wanted to. There'll still be the default position of being able to do it with the reader, the screen reader. But, yeah, so that's obviously a really significant thing that we're putting together.
How can people find out more about your company and what you do?
So you can find us. We have a website, bigaccessmedia.com, and there's all the contact details there. Or we've actually just moved offices, so 02-9-337-1213.
Excellent, Stephen. I wish you all the luck with it.
Thank you, Vaughan. I appreciate it.
Stephen Carey there from Big Access Media. And as a reminder, if you want to download that app and have a play with it, you can look for Big Access Media in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. New Horizons is the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia. Blind Citizens Australia relies heavily on donations from members of the community. If you'd like to donate, or you'd like to find out more information about Blind Citizens Australia, then feel free to visit the website or get in touch with the office. The website address is bca.org.au. And if you'd like to email the office, you can email bca@bca.org.au. Or you can contact them by telephone on 1-800-033-660. 1-800-033-660. That's it for this week's program. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Do take care until next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.